last novel.
And a yell came from the hill. Jardine, leave our flies alone.
Catch a pigeon and trash the feathers. Keep a muskrat in your leather. Twenty-four to a doubtful hour of 8 o'clock. Sister.
Listen to the show, or we will send around the men who drill your eyes out while we glue your face to the wall.
New John Michelle Jarre LP has got a plastic ear on the sleeve, presumably because that's the best thing to listen to it with.
I'm Stephen Burkle.
Number of items on today's program, including Bob Dylan's psychoanalytical retrospective with the classic Forever Young. Listening to bad music gives you a fat neck, and God says, look again, man's soul is shaped like a brick. Also on today's programme, we're giving away the new LP by D-Light. There'll be a punishment record, which will probably include Diana Ross's greatest hits. There'll be questions about that in 3 minutes' time on 071-224-2000. Also, is Jordan so cool because they talk a lot? There's a new scheme to introduce guide dogs for the bland. And exclusive revelations this morning that Iraqi spies have infiltrated the breakfast cereal industry as part of an Arab Nazi plan to undermine the nation's morale. Amazed corn professors say that the desert moles are not only subtly altering the shape of cornflakes from irregular squares to irregular circles, but are manipulating the barcodes to communicate special missile launch instructions between undercover agents of doom. And just a few moments ago, message boffins in Whitehall issued a statement begging consumers to phone BBC Radio 4's The Food Programme if they discover a reversed cockerel on a cereal box. The back-to-front Kellogg's logo is the signal for a massive campaign of psychic assault from six Saddam snipers. The number 071-580-4468 from Monday morning. That's The Food Programme on Radio 4. If you've seen a reversed cockerel on a cornflakes packet, this is a secret signal for the launch of the attack. Time I give away a record. I think I'm going to give away the new LP from D-Light. I'll ask some questions about those. The punishment for going in for this competition and trying to get something for free for absolutely no effort at all is that you win Diana Ross's greatest hits. This will be slightly softened by the fact that you win the compact disc from the Dan Reed Network, which, if nothing else, will make a good ashtray, and a copy of George Michael's single, Praying for Time, of which the lyrical content is particularly well-fenced. Etc. 071-224-2000 if you want to win this. And the questions are as follows. There are three people in D-Light. What are their nationalities? And secondly, what is the name of the lead singer? I'm going to give you a list here. 071-224-2000. Is it Miss M'lady D, Lady Miss Keir, Kirita Lady Lady, Lady M'lady, She's M'lady after Sly Stone, and that's a full name, Dag Drollet, or Lady Miss Massingbird, Massingbird? 071-224-2000 if you want to win the three nationalities of the three people in D-Light. And what is the name of the lead singer? Is it Miss M'lady D, Lady Miss Keir, Kirita M'lady Lady, Lady M'lady, She's M'lady after Sly Stone, Dag Drollet, or Lady Miss Massingbird, Massingbird? 071-224-2000. Haven't heard this mix before, but this is the one from the album of the current single, Groovers in the Heart.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
Satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Your groove I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.
But you don't miss a hand until it goes wrong, you know?
delicious, just lovely and delicious. I couldn't ask for another.
Looks in this torso,
yeah.
Heart got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful.
Life
making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. No other rhythm where I wanna be.
Come on,
flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, witty, can't think, quitty, quitty. Stomp on a scoop when I hear a funk group. Blue playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it.
The groove is in the heart.
Hilda Blaken of Chester, your neighbour Margaret Sager thanks you for your kindness. She says although you have angina yourself, you immediately help anyone who's poorly.
On Sunday evenings, for the hottest reggae show in London,
Greater London Radio.
Caboose, listen to the Rankin Miss B. Listen to GLRRRR.
Yes, the Ranking Miss B. 8 to 10 on Sunday evenings. GLR. 1458 AM, 94.9 FM.
And now, Wayne Carr, Hyperjog and Star. When he speaks, the world listens.
Okay, and well, of a week out, WC on the radio, just checking out some of the news, weather, and the topicality with you, and keep the chocks out, okay? Don't bend over. Who's that in the kitchen? Okay, good morning. Mine's a yard arm. All right. Okay, the hot sizzling FM and some of the news for you with the topic topicality, first of all, with a Japanese steak in Laura Ashley, it says here. So that's how she died. Wow, what a steak. Them long enough to find that out. What do you say, Nobby? Yeah, that's what it said. Japanese steak in... Oh, I see. Oh, well, actually, that's rather disgusting, isn't it? I mean, it must have been dropped by a tourist or something. Maybe they should finish their lunch before they go in. Okay, because those sauces could leave a really nasty stain on the clothes in a really appalling way. Because they've got those... Their food's got a... It's got a monocycle acetate in it, hasn't it? And see here, schoolboy angler saves fish from bulldozer. Yeah, I guess cattle tranquilizer can do them a lot of harm there, so well done. Sacking over phone calls is fair. Completely disagree with that, actually. It could be very uncomfortable with all the hairy material in your face. You could even die if it was a plastic one. So watch out there, kids. 1 in 3 cesareans are unnecessary. A bit of a surprise, that, actually. I thought whales were in great danger and really rather rare. Librarian planned to evacuate 6,000. Yuck, a terrible mess up to make, too. And hey, Nobby, do you remember that you were saying, what were you saying earlier today? What has four legs and goes wolf? Well, here's a story about it, actually. It's the Piper Alpha oil platform, and the researcher blames slush for blasts on Piper Alpha. so just make sure they listen to something a little bit more raunchy next time. Okay, guys, and hey, keep seeing this weird advert in the paper, all right, which says only old people get heart disease, it says on the ad, and then they show a picture of a baby. What a really terrible and obvious mistake to make. Okay, and Wayne Carr, WC on the radio, check it out, the celebrity gossip too with the Guinness trial there. Poor old geezer, actually, I don't really think he did anything wrong, did he? I just couldn't believe all that stuff they said about him. Seemed such a nice old guy when I saw him interviewed on Parky, and I thought he was just brilliant in the spy show there on telly by John Lee Carr. He was just great in Tinker Tanker Spy, so poor old Guinness there, what a lot of trouble he's in. And I got to say also, brilliant prediction from my old mate Piers Morgan. Just a few weeks back, he was saying that Itsy Witsy would be number one, and he was absolutely right. I mean, amazing stuff. How the hell did he know that? He never thought, actually, with a record like that. I mean, what a clever guy you are, Piers. I don't blame you for taking the whole credit on that one. And finally, I see here, in the celebrity gossip, my old mate Dustin Hoffman is taking ballet lessons to limber up for his brand new film role as Captain Hook in Peter Pan. Don't you think somebody ought to tell him it's a cartoon? Wayne Carr, WC on the radio. Wonderful track, this all the way going all the way back. And backwards and forwards all the way to from as well. This is 1972. It's a track from Steve and it's called Nah. Nah.
Yeah.
featuring the late Sir Alf Ramsey on percussion. And today's feedback report number one.
What are your feelings about egg distortion?
It's a modern problem. It's a crazy scheme of...
With mad people in it.
That's right.
Do you think anything can be done about it?
I think you would have to change the whole profitability structure.
At ground level?
Yes, I think I would.
Most egg distortion tends to be just a slight blurring around the edges. Can you tolerate that?
It's one of these angles which is very difficult to define.
I suppose it does depend on the angle as well as to how distorted it looks.
Yes.
Can you condone, for example, distorting an egg into a cabbage?
No, I don't think so.
What about into a speed limit?
Not really, no.
What degree of distortion do you personally feel is tolerable?
Round.
Mr. Christian, is that Paul? It's Paul Young here. Did you nick me band? Yeah, oh yeah, I was just asking. Yeah, 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 no problem.
So new single from the Christians, Greenback Drive.
You don't miss a hand until it goes wrong, you know.
And these people have found rather a lot of something. What do you think it is? 071-224-2000. By the way, I ought to let you know who's won the D-Light LP. It's Maria in Holloway. Well done, Maria. Probably found another one of those giveaway next week. And meanwhile, if you feel rather cheated you didn't win that, then try and win this. 071-224-2000. These people are all responding to the same question, which is, what would you do if you found rather a lot of something? All you have to do is guess what that something is. Actually, it's not a matter of guessing. That's slightly underestimating your task. You have to deduce from the clues which you hear.
I would be devastated.
If I found them within half a mile of my house, I would go back and collect some boxes and see how to cope with them.
If I found them by my bank, I might ask people around what was up with them or what they were doing there, and might touch them to see what's wrong with them.
I'd be rather horrified, and I'd go up and make a couple of phone calls to see who they might belong to.
If I found them around a corner, my first reaction would be to start laughing.
If I found them in a precinct or a shopping centre, I'd be appalled, and I'd certainly pray for them.
Well, if I found them on my own property, I'd get a cleaver from my kitchen and chop their heads off fast on a stone block.
071-224-2000. If you know what those people have found rather a lot of, just seconds away from 2020 Dropforge pizza accounted. If you want to have a go at this, all you have to do is get on the phone and we'll do the first round in about 12 minutes' time. I'll give you the clues again. These people have found rather a lot of something. What do you think it is?
I would be devastated.
If I found them within half a mile of my house, I would go back and collect some boxes and see how to cope with them.
If I found them by my bank, I might ask people around what was up with them or what they were doing there, and might touch them to see what's wrong with them.
I'd be rather horrified, and I'd go up and make a couple of phone calls to see who they might belong to.
If I found them around a corner, my first reaction would be to start laughing.
If I found them in a precinct or a shopping centre, I'd be appalled, and I'd certainly pray for them.
Well, if I found them on my own property, I'd get a cleaver from my kitchen and chop their heads off fast on a stone block.
071-224-2000. If you want to have a go at that, the competition starts in less now than 11 minutes' time. It's actually really one of the tabloids last week. I saw that Timmy Mallett said in big bold headlines, "My Down Syndrome brother is utterly brilliant." Of course, compared to him, he is.
Let me
Stone, short and sweet off the LP Exile and Main Street, undoubtedly their best work, and that was Rip This Joint. A quick letter I want to get rid of at this early stage in the programme says, Dear Chris, I've recently taken to rapid bouts of hand rotation and generally throwing my arms around. I find this not only helps promote a healthy circulation, but deters anyone who is out to undermine my wrists. Amen. Yours I, Permit Roop.
Sister had a crystal voice. She played a silver tone from a Montgomery Ward. Bias songs and Monroe hair. She sure could turn the boys' heads to stare. Swimwear, saunter, tan, and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools.
Well, I feel prepared to risk it. Let's have a go at the competition. Hello, let's try Artie.
Hello.
Hello, Artie, how are you?
All right, thanks.
Splendid. You sound about 4'6". Let's follow?
Hmm?
Yeah, let's follow. What's your answer?
Turtles.
Say that again.
Turtles, that teenage sort of ninja.
No. But no. Thanks very much for calling, Artie.
All right, thanks, Bob.
And it's Mark in Croydon. What did I say here? Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Yes, good. What's happening today?
Nothing much, really.
Right. And what's your answer?
Puppies with broken legs.
Puppies with broken legs. No.
No.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Bye.
Bye. And it's, he seriously thought I was right. Terry.
Yeah.
In Shepherd's, says he.
Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah, how did, yeah, never mind. What's your answer?
Cauliflowers.
I was just wondering how long you could breathe out for there. I just wanted to time that. But no, Mark, Terry, you're wrong.
Terry, yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye, and it's Alan in Poplar.
Hello.
Yes, Alan. How can we help?
I think it's carrots.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
All right, then. You're wrong, but thanks for that. If you keep phoning up the same answer, carrots, you might actually get it right. But it's not carrots today.
It's not carrots.
Thank you very much, indeed.
Cheers, bye.
Bye-bye. 0712242000. These people have found rather a lot of something. So just have a listen to see if you can deduce what it is.
I would be devastated.
If I found them within half a mile of my house, I would go back and collect some boxes and see how to cope with them.
If I found them by my bank, I might ask people around what was up with them or what they were doing there, and might touch them to see what's wrong with them.
I'd be rather horrified, and I'd go up and make a couple of phone calls to see who they might belong to.
If I found them around a corner, my first reaction would be to start laughing.
If I found them in a precinct or a shopping centre, I'd be appalled, and I'd certainly pray for them.
Well, if I found them on my own property, I'd get a cleaver from my kitchen and chop their heads off fast on a stone block.
0712242000. I don't think I've told you what the prize is. There's a large selection of BBC videos, specifically of your choice, and there's a large pile of junk, which is mounting up here, consisting of records and general sort of bits of music stuff. 0712242000. If you feel you want to win anything else, I suppose you could always try and persuade Colin, if he is so willing, that he can actually give you anything at all. So if you take part in the competition, try and persuade Colin to give you something. 0712242000 is the answer. It's not, it's an answer. It will be one day.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know lots of other ways. What a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. A little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing
that is cut price, you know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary, get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. And rock and roll. Sex and drugs 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 and rock and roll.
You know that one, obviously, and be patronising to tell you who it's by. Tonight sees the introduction of the television series, which may well save or be the beginning of the beginning for Sky Television. It's The Simpsons, and guess what? Steadfastly avoiding the temptation to head the hype, and purely out of a deep-rooted desire to inform, The Sun hopefully printed a translation of some of Bart Simpson's more obscure slang. Bart Simpson, as you know, is the oldest of the children in the Simpson family. Simpson, the cartoon cult sitcom set to save Sky. Some of his slang includes expressions like eat my shorts, which surprisingly means get lost. Also, butt kisser, which The Sun very helpfully reveal, means someone who kisses another person's shoes. And I have an announcement to make. I'm bored, which apparently means that he's bored and expects someone to cheer him up. So now, and only now, thanks to The Sun for their information campaign, do you know? Also in The Sun last week, they reported that a security dragnet was cast across Britain in a bid to snare Iraqi diplomats suspected of spying on military bases. You may well have seen this. An RAF chief has urged Sun readers to help out, to be on the alert for cars cunningly disguised to look just like other cars, men with brown skin and invisible in-head satellites for transmitting secrets via a code satellite back to Saddam's hideaway bunker. Remember, if you don't see them near an airbase, then they're just decoys, and a lot of them will be just walking around looking deliberately innocent. If you see one, this is what you must do. The Sun says, don't bother reporting them to the police. Just calmly trash their cars, sling them at some trees, rough their heads about and place them under citizen's arrest. Then you bury them upside down in a wood and you don't tell anybody at all. You just walk away and then you phone The Sun and tell them how you just saved your country from the WOG scum.
I'm watching the cruisers below. It's down on the street and it's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement, my weekends at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to stall, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. She's so switchy in her satin tan, in her frock coat and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh God, I could do better than that. Oh yeah. She's an old-time ambassador, sweet-talking night-walking games. Oh, she's known in the Turkish clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. She says she can't do anything, she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brain. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. Yes, she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. And it could have been me, yes, it could have been me. Why didn't I say,
David Bowie. After the news, I have 10 ideas to change the world. We'll have another round of the competition in which you have to guess what people have found rather a lot of. There'll be some grave danger of me playing three records in a row and not talking a lot in between. Wayne Carr is to appear before the end of the programme as well, and more feedback reports. See, actually, a chef the other day went into a kitchen, wandered into a kitchen, preparatory to going and talking to his guests. Not Freudian, just simply glossal, that one. And he went in there and he was just going to go and talk to his... He thought he'd better freshen up, so he whopped under his armpit with a great load of oven cleaner, which he actually thought was deodorant, which is an easy mistake to make, actually, because it smells exactly the same as Right Guard. I didn't quite know what to say. 94.9 FM, 1458 AM, it's 11 o'clock.
John Hocking, AA Road Watch.
Snuffle.
Yeah!
Led Zeppelin Wanted song from Physical Graffiti. Have a word with Eric in Harlesden. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, is that you doing? Oh, hi.
All right, Chris. How you doing, mate?
Yes.
I'm speaking from inside my oven.
Right, okay. We've got that bit over with, and I do confess I did laugh. What's your answer?
Oh, Jehovah's Witness, definitely, especially Sunday mornings.
Right, you're a bit wacko, aren't you?
Me? Yeah. Really? No, just insane.
Right, yeah. Bye-bye. You have a word with Mary in Tooting. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
How many people live in your family?
Six.
Well, that's pretty peculiar. Six?
Yes.
Who are... No. What are they? Are there sort of two parents and four children? Or?
Yes, two parents and four children.
Right. It's amazing how you can just guess these things sometimes. A sort of flash of inspiration. What's your answer? Colin, don't do that. What's your answer?
Eels.
Eels?
Yes.
Thanks, Mary. Bye-bye. And it's Julia in Kent.
Hello.
Hello, Julia. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You sound as if... Yes. You sound as if it's all true as well.
It is.
Did you go somewhere last night?
No, I was around my sister's last night.
You were?
Yes, but I'm
completely. That sounds a little bit obscene. What's your answer?
Terrapins.
No.
Oh.
Never mind, don the beard. We've got to have a word with Wendy in Hounslow.
Hello.
Hello, Wendy. Yes, from round a corner, it sounds.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Don't worry. Do you have an answer for us, Wendy, or was there something else you were pressing you wanted to talk about?
It's chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah.
Hmm. Did you have any help with that one?
No.
You mean you thought of that all by yourself?
Yes, that's right.
What brought it to mind?
Cutting off their heads.
Ah. Well, Wendy, in a strange kind of way.
Yeah.
In that you're...
Okay, then.
But you've helped someone else on the way to the right answer.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
071-224-2000. I think I better play the clues again. Not particularly close, considering that chickens is really quite an easy thing to say, but what's happened to them is perhaps a little bit more difficult. 071-224-2000. Have a listen to what these people have found rather a lot of.
I would be devastated.
If I found them within half a mile of my house, I would go back and collect some boxes and see how to cope with them.
If I find them by my bank, I might ask people around what was up with them or what they were doing there, and might touch them to see what's wrong with them.
I'd be rather horrified, and I'd go up and make a couple of phone calls to see who they might belong to.
If I found them around a corner, my first reaction would be to start laughing.
If I found them in a precinct or a shopping centre, I'd be appalled, and I'd certainly pray for them.
Well, if I found them on my own property, I'd get a cleaver from my kitchen and chop their heads off fast on a stone block.
071-224-2000. If you want to have a go at that competition, there will be another round in 13 minutes, 28 seconds time. I'm slightly debating with myself as whether I should tell you this, but I suppose I will. I'll spill the beans. Can't get any comment at all from the palace, but they have so far refused to deny that Prince Charles's so-called broken arm operation is actually a tattoo being implanted in his arm made of plankton to save the ozone layer.
These are the days of the open hand. They will not be the last.
George, it's me, Andrew, yeah. Can't I just come along and sort of watch you doing your new record and stuff? You know, I'll just bring the coffees or something.
Pass off, I don't know you.
But, George, we're... No, obviously, if you're combing your hair, no, that's fine. If you're combing your hair, no, don't let me. And it's a song about charity, George Michael. It's sick time check. No, it's feedback report number two. Today we're examining, not at all remotely, this business of plan bouncing. What do you feel about this?
You could be irresponsible if you did that.
What do you think is wrong with bouncing a few plans around the place? Bing, boing, bang.
I suppose there's nothing wrong in it.
Where does Donald Danger creep in, then?
Donald Danger?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could sort of invest your money in the wrong place and find you lost it all, wouldn't you?
Then you'd be in for a Shirley shock.
Yeah.
And back to Barry Bounce. How high would you like a plan to bounce if you bounced it on purpose?
Oh, about high as an average ass.
27 feet?
Yeah, 27 feet, yeah.
And what would you ideally like to bounce your plans over?
Over the stock exchange, I suppose, yeah.
Over a bus?
Yeah, over a bus, yeah.
A car park?
Car park, yeah.
Where not, then?
On the sand, I suppose, yeah. You were bouncing on the sand.
And a final word on plan bouncing, good or bad, what do you say?
As Jesus said, the man who built his house upon the sand, and it fell, and the great was the fall, but the wise man built his house upon the rock.
Brackets without bouncing it.
That's right, yeah.
Road, when he still firmly believed that he was Elton John, and that's Grey Seal. It's just been revealed that Stevie Nicks, who last week revealed that her husky singing style is the result of swallowing a sheep in the tin toy, has now told Astonished reporters she believes she is a ghost. Sometimes I feel as if I'm going through curtains, she said. The singing spectre's admissions came after pop professors analysed her videos and realised that her feet weren't touching the floor. We took measurements and she's clearly afloat, said Bop Boffin Shag Manhattan of the Warbling Wraith. Group leader Mick Fleetwood, a renowned rock nutter, was unavailable for comment and said, I'm stunned. We're all used to Stevie being invisible half the time, but we thought she was joking. You're all bloody mad. A statement issued after their sellout gig last night at Wembley Stadium. It's Colin.
Yeah?
Hello. Do you like The Other Side of Butter?
The Other Side of Butter?
Yeah.
I don't know, why?
I do. Bye-bye.
What?
Hello, Adele.
Hello.
I gotta tell you, I was really wrecked last night.
Yeah?
I think we've got a little problem on the line, Adele.
What's that then?
Yeah. Could you just go ah?
Ah.
Ah. Bit longer?
Ah.
No, count to five.
I can't do that in count to five.
No, can you do that count to five in your head?
Right.
Head, 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 head.
Ah.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Bye. So Sunday's from a rather underplayed record, in my estimation. A couple of tracks that are well worth hearing again. That's Here's Where the Story Ends. Tossie lives in Brixton Hill, I think, I believe.
Yeah, you do.
You do, actually. I do. Bit of an assumption, of course. You could have just been calling from there on your mobile claret. What's your answer?
I thought it might be a bunch of desperado cotton buds looking for a home.
Yeah. Children's book. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And it's Paul in Hackney.
Hello.
The trouble is he doesn't know what he's saying. He also talks about himself as if he's someone else. Paul, everything
yes,
all right?
No, I've got a hangover.
Oh, gosh. How did you go about getting that?
Tequila, vodka, whiskey, wee.
Yeah, it's the cheaper brands that give you a hangover.
Yeah.
It's an actual myth that alcohol gives you a hangover. It's nothing to do with alcohol. You may laugh. You may laugh.
I am.
The best cure for a hangover is neat Angostura bitters.
Ugh.
Really?
Makes it worse.
If you have about if you have about half a Jill. Promise.
Half a Jill, right.
Half a Jill. What's your answer, by the way, before we go away?
I thought it was tortoises without their shells.
Abundantly wrong. Bye-bye. Right. You got me. It's only because I used to do that when I was a kid. I used to poke them out with a stick. Del, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, good. And do you have an answer for us?
Well, I thought it was drunks, but I'm not so sure now. Because, about the clue with chickens.
Oh, yes, of course, well, would you like to change it, perhaps, put the two together? I mean, God, Disco, unbelievable. He could actually be synthesising the right answer, although he didn't realise he was going to do it. Go on.
I've got no idea still.
No, but what have you just told me?
Drunk chickens.
No. I'm with Adrian in Batercia. Hello, Adrian.
Oh, good morning. South Chelsea, actually.
I'm sorry about that. What's your answer?
It's, members of the Iraqi Cultural Centre.
Oh, I'm very sorry you got the wrong answer as well, Adrian. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. And it's 07122400 if you want to have a go. And really, I think the best ones come through when you're actually trying to give the right answer. But I could be wrong. 07122400, have a listen to what these people think they've found rather a lot of.
I would be devastated.
If I found them within half a mile of my house, I would go back and collect some boxes and see how to cope with them.
If I found them by my bank, I might ask people around what was up with them or what they were doing there, and might touch them to see what's wrong with them.
I'd be rather horrified, and I'd go up and make a couple of phone calls to see who they might belong to.
If I found them around a corner, my first reaction would be to start laughing.
If I found them in a precinct or a shopping centre, I'd be appalled. and I'd certainly pray for them.
Well, if I found them on my own property, I'd get a cleaver from my kitchen and chop their heads off fast on a stone block.
071-224-2000, we'll do another round. In... 12 minutes.
When I get off of this mountain, you know I wanna go.
From the band Second LP, the band that's up on Cripple Creek. I actually read an ecstatic sleeve note, which was on the compilation, one of the band anthology compilations, which said that amazingly, at exactly the same time as they were laying down that funky wah-wah rhythm track, Sly and the Family Stone were experimenting at the very early stages of experimenting with a very similar rhythm track kind of sound, and they were setting up some kind of morphic resonance theory to explain the two. Don't really need to know that to appreciate the music. Got coming up later in this hour, before, because we're on for another hour till 12:30, we'll be hearing James Brown's bid to act as a go-between between America and Saddam Hussein. James Brown, who is at the moment still serving a jail term. First, here's today's feedback report number 3.
What do you think of 3 feet above the ground?
Well, you've got a lot of smells down there. You're getting, probably if you were near a bad sewer, you'd get stinks coming up there. And
what if you were near a good sewer?
A good sewer? Oh, that all right. It's self-cleansing, then.
Is it better or worse than 4 feet above the ground?
I think it would be worse at 3, yes.
It's a lot more generally bad behaviour down there at 3, yeah. Isn't there?
There's a lot of new drains gone in.
Is it smooth?
3 feet above the ground.
In some places, I should say, it'd be up and down.
Undulating.
Naturally, where the contaminant, you go up. So
oh, heaps and heaps and heaps, yeah, there. Yeah, bright piles, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was to make about 4.
Yeah.
In some places.
Yeah.
Is it stiff?
Or low? Eh?
Is it stiff?
Oh, I don't think I'd be stiff, no.
Right. Do you like it at all, 3 feet above the ground?
No, I don't.
You rather hate it?
Yeah, I think it's not so good.
How much do you think it's worth, then, 3 feet above the ground?
If you put it in money, I should say it would be a lot of money.
Will mustard help?
Eh?
Will mustard help?
Oh, blimey, that'll kill you, won't it?
How can we best deal with it 3 feet above the ground?
Put it in bags like we're doing and...
Put 3 feet above the ground in bags.
Put it in a bag and then get rid of it.
Right.
God knows where you're going to get rid of it.
And what colour would you make 3 feet above the ground?
Well, I think it'd be yellow would be all right because they used to use that.
In your estimation, how long before 3 feet above the ground becomes a complete no-go area?
Ah, now, it's all according to which way the wind's veering.
If the wind's veering that way?
Downwind.
Right,
we're all going upwind.
Downwind.
Well, they're chucking all this cellulose spraying and all this stuff's going in.
Yeah.
Little blokes doing it round the corner.
Very little blokes there.
Right? Eh?
Yeah. How long before it becomes a no-go zone altogether?
Well, maybe 10 years, mightn't it?
Yes, I'm going to shut up now for at least 10 minutes. 3 records in a row. Greater London Radio. Sensational segue.
Putting an egg into if you had to.
Well, if I saw an egg the size of a cucumber, I'd only go try it.
Right.
Yeah.
as subtle as an industrial vacuum pumper, probably very much the same effect. Donna Summer, The Deep, before that, The Bible and their version of the Marvin Gaye classic. And start off Always in My Dreams from Wendy and Lisa. And here are 10 ideas to change the world from Michael Alexander St. John.
Preordaining priests with leaf springs and a prolonged attack of canals. Floppily unguarding your soup until Jerusalem snaps. Pocket Rembrandts without the recently shaved disaster. Triumphantly reinterpreting the candle as an alcoholic partridge. Shimmering drudge busloads that you can slip on and off your uncle. Ordering approximately no milk and secretly folding it in half. Ah, you know, last week I realized the other leg is there to stop you hopping. Now, attend swiftly and up your slavering devotion. It's a well-known fact, isn't it, that... Yes? Well, in that case, I won't bother to tell you what you already know. Gashpire, stem my flow, would you, trash apostles? God's hell, I'll make you dance for this. By growth and disorder, every last one of you will wish you'd been born inside out and rolled in astringent pollution. Such is the price for interrupting me in mid-convulsion. So, stand. Feet apart. Arms aloft. Mouth agape. For that, my true friends, is where the maniac buzzard shall wreak bloodsome revenge on your gizzard, while psychotic cardboard flays your shins. And, oh gods, rivet their feet to the floor, carve their skulls into jam cleats, lay deep the electric horses. Great bismuth. This will be a workout you'll never forget. Right. 48 plus 143 times root 67 of itself, thrice divided by sine 44, pi dx. Carefully pressing out November and hiding it in her fudge. Brandishing a cheese telescope to distract the judge from your refurbished nasal expansion program. Red pressure brushes, with you leering through the bristles, proposing haddock mines and wag gannets. Yeah, get off the road, you dregs! If you don't want people to know, try very hard to resemble a French cartoon endomorph. Because even if you fail, they will probably mistake you for an earphone or departure lounge.
10 ideas to change the world. Michael Alexander St. John, extended season at the Hackney Empire soon.
What can you tolerate distorting an egg into if you had to?
Well, if I saw an egg the size of a cucumber, I'd only go try it.
Right. If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know. Me to stay, I got to be me.
The song was so good it didn't really have to bother to finish it. It's Linda in Gerard's Cross. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Good. And what's your answer?
Snakes.
No.
No.
Thanks very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
And it's Chris. Somewhere, is it Chris?
In Battersea, yes.
Oh, thanks very much. And are you living there at the moment, Chris?
I am indeed. Yeah.
And what's your answer?
My answer is Teenage Mutant Ninja Pigeons. But you can drop the first three bits. It's pigeons.
My word. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
And it's Richard in Surrey.
Hello.
Yes, jump up and down a bit. What's your answer, Richard? You're obviously delighted to be here, for one.
I think it's rather a lot of battery hens.
Okay, have you just had a narrow escape or something?
No.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Richard.
You're welcome.
Bazooft. And we're going to have a word with Andy in Croydon. Is this Andy? Speak now, Andy. Perhaps we'll have to go back to someone else. Andy, I'm going to give you one more chance. Okay. Nope. All right, let's try Guy in Holborn. Hello, Guy.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, good. Hi, glad to hear. What's your answer?
A headless hen.
A headless hen?
Yeah.
I can't give you that, you know. I can't give you that. It's not quite right, but thanks very much for calling.
All right, cheers.
Bye. So 071-224-2000, if you want to have a go. Very nearly right. I mean, if a hen was henless, or indeed if it had a damaged arm, or if it had a snapped leg, how would you describe it? We have to get this exactly right. 071-224-2000. If you think you know how you describe a hen suffering from any of those, or any other kind of mutilated condition. It's just particular use of words that we're after here, so 071-224-2000 if you actually want to win the rather valuable prize.
I would be devastated.
If I found them within half a mile of my house, I would go back and collect some boxes and see how to cope with them.
If I find them by my bank, I might ask people around what was up with them or what they were doing there, and I might touch them to see what's wrong with them.
I'd be rather horrified, and I'd go up and make a couple of phone calls to see who they might belong to.
If I found them around a corner, my first reaction would be to start laughing.
If I found them in a precinct or a shopping centre, I'd be appalled. And I'd certainly pray for them.
Well, if I found them on my own property, I'd get a cleaver from my kitchen and chop their heads off fast on a stone block.
Yes, how do you chop the head off a headless chicken? 071-224-2000. It's something to do with a chicken, quite clearly, and it's simply a description of a chicken which is not quite right. And we'll probably have to solve this after the news. We'll try and jam it in before, because I really don't want to hang out. All the above. Croydon was on a mobile phone. He's a taxi driver. He'd actually been going to the airport to pick up some hostages, and so I thought I'd talk to him off air, and we didn't actually bother to take his number, but he's on a very exciting story there. He's gone off to pick up some I knew it. Two reporters just appeared at the window and started screaming at me. Not true. They're slavering dogs and then. Oh, let's get the winner. Guy. Hello, Guy.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, Guy, would you be prepared to actually give us the answer that we actually tried to give you to help you win?
Yeah, I reckon it's a broken hen.
Absolutely right. Thanks for calling.
Cheers.
Bye. Rather a lot of broken hens was the correct answer. There's no need to send flowers if you want to try and win the competition. I have received a rather nice bunch of flowers. It was from Synth. Hi, Synth. Yeah. 14:58 AM, 94.9 FM. This is Greater London Radio at the time now, 12 midday.
Sources in Lebanon have said that all the Western hostages being held there could be free within a matter of weeks. And 17 people were arrested when police clashed with underage drinkers at a nightclub at Bishop Auckland in County Durham. During the incident, one officer was knocked unconscious and three others needed treatment for cuts and bruises. Finally, a national pet charity claims that thieves are seizing hundreds of cats from towns and villages bordering the M4 in Berkshire and then selling them. The coordinator of the West Yorkshire-based charity National Pet Watch says more than 1,500 pets have been reported missing from the Berkshire area in the past 2 years. She says the animals are used for experiments, for the fur trade, or for bait for fighting dogs. The weather for London, dry and bright this afternoon, the top temperature 24 degrees Celsius, that's 75 Fahrenheit. Tonight, staying dry but turning misty with fog patches here and there. The low 13 degrees Celsius, that's 55 Fahrenheit. GLR News from the BBC. I'm Paul Charles.
2020 weekend travel with delays in northwest London today on the A406 North Circular Road. Rock Hailbank westbound between Henley's Corner and Brent Cross. Nearby the Staples Corner flyover, that's closed for maintenance. There are diversions via the ground level roundabout. The A406 itself is reduced to two lanes both ways from Staples Corner to the A1 junction. To the west, the A4020 near Shepherd's Bush has a fire at the junction with Uxbridge Road and Tunis Road. Local diversion set out there. In central London, the Kensington High Street has roadworks, westbound carriageway is closed, and the eastbound traffic is being controlled with stop-go boards. That's causing congestion. Out of town, the M4 is very busy at junction 4B, the M25 intersection, due to roadworks. Westbound traffic is at a standstill, and there are tailbacks onto the M25. That's causing 2 miles of slow-moving traffic there for eastbound traffic. In Hertfordshire, work continues on the M25 between junctions 18 and 19, Chorley Wood and the A41, with lane closures on the clockwise carriageway. And at the Dartford Tunnel, it's about a 200-yard queue for southbound traffic, but northbound is clear. John Hocking, AA Roadwatch.
Boiling point. Any dangers involved?
Well, for children, obviously, yeah. Yeah, boiling points, yeah.
What could happen?
It could fall onto a child or something.
Or even get run over by an approaching train.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Ernest Saunders has become a bit of a smiler, hasn't he? Yeah, he's become a bit of a smiler. Yeah, a bit of a smiler. Yeah, he's become a bit of a smiler. All the cargo's gone rotten. There's a Duff shipment in there. Yeah, a couple of farts short of a vindaloo, innit?
Greater London Radio, it's Wayne
your hair out. Good morning, Ed. Mine's a yard arm. All right, checking out some of the topic only for you. And the celebrity gossip as well. Graduate tried to blow up flat there. Very difficult. I bet he fainted, actually. Looked pretty silly puffing through the keyhole there. What a silly story. Claimants, weird this one. Claimants are consumers. Strikes me as a weird claim, actually. I mean, they're so small and spindly. It doesn't matter if they're consumers or not. I mean, I don't mind, just as long as they stay under the stones and don't run around all over my legs, etc. And ministers want to put more cash in classrooms. Just a silly idea. I think the kids would nick that there. Heard accuses Baghdad of playing cat and mouse games with the hostages. Well, at least they're getting a bit of recreation. I like games. I mean, it's probably not a computer game or anything, but it's probably great fun hiding behind the bits of furniture and generally running about in a frisky fashion. Okay, hey, there's been a lot of talk about this Guinness trial, right? Loads of stuff going on there. Just loads of stuff in the court and all that stuff and the fuss. Yeah, just in the topicality and the bits. We just love it, yep. But actually, I've been thinking, I mean, it's all a bit unnecessary because actually, you know, you like the stuff or you don't. Either you do or you don't. I mean, it's not sweet enough for me, but I mean, I think it's okay, really. And, you know, some people should take a choice. Okay, IRAQ freeze family. That's a weird story, that. IRAQ freeze family. Well, that's sensationally sick. I mean, those guys are bad enough for forming a queue, but to chuck innocent people into a fridge, I mean, come on. And 18p on petrol. That would ruin your engine, wouldn't you? I'm not going to let that get into any of my car. And going to check out some of the celebrity gossip, too. Says Hitman Pete Waterman got a shock last week when he found out that the Basquiat Bluey who kissed him on his TV show was really a fella. I never fall for that one myself. I mean, all the birds have an appointment with the Tommy Banana before we shoot the show. I give him a swift jab in the root shoot. And I see here that terribly sad news for old Stevie Ray Vaughan there. Just bought it in an air disaster. Absolutely terrible. Just exploded there in the massive beer guts and fashionably long hair and stuff. Just very great pity. Everyone says what a wonderful guitarist he was. But I have to say that I'm going to miss some of his wonderful, wonderful vocal performances there. Things like got to have something in the bank, Frank, and come softly to me. Just a great shame he went there. And a letter too here in Wadey's Well says, "Dear Wade, this request is for two very good friends of mine. They're actually called Dave and Anne-Marie Elphick, but please don't read out their names. You see, their 17-year-old daughter, Edmund, was recently killed in a freak tree felling accident. She was just helping us to cut down a large chestnut, and we thought the safest place for her would be right next to the tree. So she stood by the trunk while Tony and I actually pushed it over. Well, after it had crashed to the ground, we realized that it had landed right on top of her, and that's when we realized what all the screaming had been about. So we have a motto in our family, first things first, and after tea, during which we congratulated each other on our own tremendous strength, we decided to see if she was still alive. Unfortunately, of course, it was getting a bit dark by then, and in the morning she was dead. Now, it was very, very difficult telling Dave and Anne-Marie because it was so obviously her fault. So in the end, we made it much easier for them by saying that she had quite suddenly gone completely mad and thrown herself under the falling trunk, screaming, "I hate my lousy family, they just don't understand." They both had immediate nervous breakdowns, and since then are back in the community. I'm sure they'd like to hear Monty Python's The Lumberjack song. That's yours, Jill, and Tony Croft. P.S., they say, they gave Edmund's body to medicine. As you know, I don't actually do requests. I'd consider it a rather pathetic and old-fashioned sort of radio. I mean, what do you think? I'm stupid or something? I don't want to end up in a mental home shouting "Hello, darling" at the windows. And anyway, it does sound rather as if your friends are actually completely to blame for the whole thing. I mean, if you think about it, they are the parents, aren't they? And anyway, if anything, they're the last people who need cheering up. I mean, just think of the kick they'll be getting for the thought that Edmund's organs are now being used to save other people's lives. While that, I think, more than compensates for the loss of one pesky daughter, doesn't it? Okay, keep your letters coming in. Wadey's Mail and Wade Card WC on the radio. And we've got a wonderful hot number two now from the Beach Boys.
Just
on an exclusive story in a...
We're going home.
Beatles and an exclusive story. Today it's revealed in a sensational statement, James Brown has told the world he is the man to stop Iraq's nut captain Saddam Hussein. The funky fat man, who has passed 2 years in jail working out sums, is given to increasingly exaggerated bids for freedom. In 1988, he applied for parole to circumnavigate the globe on a cork, and just last month, the bewigged bombardier of Bop tried to intimidate prison authorities by declaring himself galactic president and demanding immediate leave to join his privy councillors in space. In his promise to end the Gulf crisis, he said, James Brown and the President Saddam are old friends. I taught him to breathe and grow moustaches. If I am granted an immediate flight to Iraq, I will be able to trip him up after breakfast. This will take him by surprise, because he has no knees and stiff trousers. Sadly, Jailbird James's officers have turned down his offers have been turned down by the Pentagon, and Clink insiders say the Centurion of Seoul is very upset. We saw him barreling around the floor of his cell, chewing mice and calling for double glazing, said an inmate, Basher D. Hamilton Dalrymple. Meanwhile, Hussein, whose name is an anagram of the English term damn sad, continues to play twisted versions of the Generation Game on his country's only channel, ITV, and amuses himself by poisoning dolphins so they throw themselves into the arid desert dust bowls and thrash about screaming for cocoa. Mad Sam's next-door neighbour, Mrs. Cook, said, "We don't understand. He was always such a quiet boy, very polite, loved animals, and always blew his nose, so very quietly." The article there said that James Brown had a wig. No wig could actually look that bad. It's got to be real.
Oh,
12:30 something happens, I finish, and Annie Nightingale comes on. And Annie, you're doing today...
Well, my guest today, Magenta Divine, who everybody knows, who's the presenter of Rough Guide to Europe, etc. And also later on, Bill Drummond, who is one of KLF, this wonderful record called What Time Is Love. Although apparently Bruno Brooks thought
Kuwait
it was
Liberation.
Called...
Kuwait Liberation Front.
That's right, yes. But Bruno Brooks thought it was called What Time Is It Love? That's what he thought it was called, but never mind.
And
before that, on a more serious note, what we want to talk about, and I want you to call me in on 0712242000, is war now looking a bit horribly inevitable? Mm-hmm. And in view of... also, we've got news of the hostages who've just come back to Heathrow, so that's...
Chap was going for the competition, he was going to pick one of them up in a taxi, apparently.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I mean, I don't... He went off. In fact, we lost him because his phone went out of range. But it's quite another story. I mean, perhaps you'd like to phone back.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
So the number, what's the number there?
So our number to call, and do call me from, the lines will be open right now. It's 0712242000. Give us a call, see what you think about what is going to happen.
Yeah, just phone up and say yes or no, I suppose, do a straw poll.
Well, I don't think yes or no is quite what I had in mind, Chris. Look, program,
okay.
I do mine.
There we go, good. Remember, it's your vote that counts today, right? Every opinion will be passed on to Whitehall and thence to the Pentagon.
There was a girl I used to know. She teased me about my name. Fanned the embers long enough, I sometimes catch her flame. The soothing voice the distance tells me that was just a fling. Other music fills my ears, but I still hear her sing. She sings, Patty Joe, say Patty Joe, don't you remember me? Long ago, one gorgeous night, we let the stars go. Patty Joe, say Patty Joe, don't you remember me? Long ago, one gorgeous night, we let the stars go free. There was a boy I used to be, I guess that he was cold. If she came to buy him now, how cheaply he'd be sold. But the light is gone and it is dark. What used to be the sky is suddenly embarrassing to the naked eye. You see Patty Joe, see Patty Joe, come face this memory. Long ago, one gorgeous night, we let the stars go. Patty Joe,
well, it's synth there.
Patty Joe,
hi, synth.
Come face this memory. Long ago, one gorgeous night, we let the stars go. Long ago, one gorgeous night, we let the stars go. Long ago, one stupid night, we let the stars go.
Prefab Sprite LP is called rather topically Jordan, and well, obviously the content is about UN negotiations currently in progress. It's a double album, and that song was just one of the highly lyrically relevant tracks there. It's called Where the winner. It's called We Let the Stars Go. It's a double album, and I don't know how much it costs, but it runs for 64 minutes. New LP from Preface. I haven't had a chance to listen to it. Look forward to that. Let's see what trash they and Thomas Dolby have managed to produce this time. I spent the last week at the Edinburgh Festival, by the way, which is a cue for some realistic sort of crowd sound effects and jazz sort of cocktail bar piano. Hi, Tilly, Jess, Tash, Tim, Sebastian. Look, listen, I can't stop. I've got to see my 12th show today, and I've just got to get outside some breakfast. But listen, you must. You really should try out the Mime Coffee at Café Z. It's just brilliant, right? Everybody files in and then improvises being served a cup of finest Java coffee. You know, I swear it tastes better than the real thing. And it's better value, too, because it's worth every penny of the £7.50 ticket you pay on the door. And I tell you, you must catch Simon Fanny. He's just hilarious, despite what everyone says about That's Life. What he does is he takes a piece out of the newspapers and he reads it, and then he just says, I mean, what's going on? Talk about comic genius. I reckon he's up for a second Vimto Award this year, you know. He's on at the Gelded Baboon. And whilst you're over there, you really should check out the original Quake Physical Body Theatre's interpretation of Three Blind Mice at the Dawn of Creation, three exotic Muslim costumes. Do you know, it's done to the sound of an old man coughing. It's so beautiful, I think I want to buy it.
I don't know.
Oh, look, there's Synth. Hi, Synth. Listen, hey, I know you're going to ask, but don't. How's it going? Well, I tell you, more chutney, please. Mr. Chekhov is an absolute rave. You know, the indie loved it so much, they had so many nice things to say about it, they couldn't actually find room to print the review. Did you see BSB's coverage? Really authentic, you know, right down to the fringe atmosphere and the audience size. And by the way, do you know this joke? Have you seen this one? Look, look, Fringe Theatre, look, look. I'm playing with a hair on the top of my forehead. Fringe Theatre. Excuse me. I'm going to take the microphone away from you now. But I just... No, I'm sorry, I've got to do another feedback report to do before the end of the programme. Do you mind?
We're looking today at egg distortion. Got any thoughts?
Egg distortion?
Yeah.
My wife always buys free range.
So she doesn't pay very much for it?
Well, they're more expensive, but she thinks it's worth it.
But you get the range free?
Yes, yes.
Who's in the firing line mainly, do you feel, for distorted eggs?
I wouldn't really know. I haven't... really discussed it.
You haven't discussed it with everyone in the country?
No.
Looking at the safety limits, Do you approve of distorting an egg, say, into a cabbage?
No, certainly not.
So it will be a grave error to distort an egg into a speed limit?
Oh, yes.
And trousers?
All right.
Sky is wide.
that's it. I've gone. Back next Sunday at 10 o'clock.